and welcome to Talking on Purpose with Tori. This is the internet show where we talk about all things related to church growth, communication, and social media. Last week, we talked about limiting beliefs, and I shared with you a rebroadcast on that subject as far as how are my limiting beliefs affecting the church body, those who are in our immediate sphere, and how that is a ripple effect that moves throughout congregations, neighborhoods, and even into the world. Sometimes we wonder why things are happening, and it really does start with us. We can be the change we want to see, and it starts within our minds, how we meditate on God's word, the things that we are digesting, and the atmospheres we are allowing our thinking and our thoughts to really ruminate in. What are we walking around with on our minds, for a lack of a better term? So today, I wanted to just round this out before we jump into our next series, which is going to be all about minimizing the mediocrity of it all. Yes, kind of excited about that. But I want to revisit an episode I did a few months ago, which was the follow-up to How Are My Limiting Beliefs Affecting the Church? And that was dropping F-bombs. So let's dive into that. And if you've seen it already, I hope that you will take out your notes and leave a comment and let me know, let us know what it is that you discovered about your limiting beliefs and how you are overcoming the famine, the fatigue, the frustration of it all. We would love to hear your comments and hopefully be able to advise other people because we are in this together. So without further ado, here is Dropping F-Bombs. So dropping those F-bombs, fatigue, famish, frustration, failure, we can start depending on the Holy Spirit to really be our guides. But if we are focused on the famine or us being famished, that's a limiting belief of the Holy Spirit and of God, and we won't be able to be used effectively. That's an F-bomb, a limiting belief. F-bomb number two is the fatigue. I don't know about you, but I get tired of folks sometimes. I'll be honest. I get so, And honestly, I can get tired of myself. Have you been there? Can you relate to that? I am a people, and I know that I can be frustrating, especially to my husband and our sons and people around me, because I am wanting to pull out the best in them. And sometimes they're trying to do the same thing for me. And it's a tug of war. It's a tug of war. We can also get fatigued just from constantly going and going and going and never taking a complete rest. We can do that. It's a mental fatigue that ends up debilitating our body of its nutrients. But that fatigue, when it comes to people in ministry, if you are a pastor, if you are a Bible teacher, and you have that person who is trying to understand who Jesus is, and they're asking you question after question after question, and you are giving them answers, you are giving them scripture, you are praying with them, and they just don't seem to get it, and you get fatigued with that, and that fatigue ends up being frustration. We're going to get to that F in a moment, but that fatigue of wearing you down. Jesus reminds us that enemy didn't come at the beginning of his fasting when he was tempted in the wilderness. He came at the end when he was vulnerable, when he was tired, when he was fatigued, famished, frustrated, and he stood firm. So limiting belief number three is frustration, that there is no way out of it. Once we become frustrated, annoyed, or however we're feeling towards that person at the time, that's all we can feel. There's no coming back from that. There's no changing direction within that. That's a limiting belief. Let that feeling pass. Take a moment, take a break. Say, you know what? Let's take five. If you're in conversation with someone, even if you're emailing or talking to them on the phone, just say, you know, hold on a second. Can you give me 30 seconds? And recoup, okay? Take a moment. Take a deep breath. Come back and say, okay, Lord, I need you to help me with this person who is frustrating me. Lord, I need you to help me with this thing I'm trying to figure out. Lord, I need you to help me not to be frustrated with these drivers who are driving too slow in the fast lane. Hallelujah. Lord, I need your help so that I don't become frustrated and come out of character and act or do something that is ungodly. Lord, I need you. Help me to become more like Jesus in this moment so I can use it as a stepping stone and proof that you will come through when I ask, when I lean, when I pray, when I follow. Dropping F-bombs. Are you cursing yourself with the fourth F, failure? It seems so unlikely that you're going to succeed. It seems so unlikely that you are going to succeed that you give up before you try, or you've gotten to a place where there is no hope. You are backed into the corner. You are in the wall. There is no digging. There is no shovel. There is no pickaxe. There is nothing there. There is no one to help you. So you say, this is all lost. There's no light at the end. There is no hope in this. I've been there so many times. And yet, every one of those important moments, okay, because we have failures where it's just, okay, that didn't go well. But there are certain failures that I believe, not that any one thing is above the other, but there are moments that God is saying, no, you're not going to fail at this. No, my son, no, my daughter, you are not going to fail at this. You might stumble a little bit. You might trip up just a little bit, but I'm not going to let you fall.
Oh, I don't know about you, but sometimes the words that God gives us, it resonates at that particular time. But then when we reflect, when we review and we think about how he has answered prayer, how he has guided us through the storms, how he has opened up doors and windows and given us people, and we did not realize it. We did not take advantage of the opportunities, and we look back at our prayers and we think about the things that we were trying to align with God in, but we still want to do it our way. And when I say our way, I mean my way, because sometimes I do think a little bit ahead of God. I want to get ahead of him and think that, oh, this is good. This will be great. This is fantastic. This worked before, and maybe I should do it in the same way. And I miss the opportunity where God wants to stretch me. He wants me to grow. He doesn't want me repeating the same things. He wants me to do it his way, which would lead to an elevation, another level, another opportunity to work with another group, to work with another church, to take me out of my comfort zone. So I hope that you are reflecting and praying and meditating, and most importantly, that you're listening. You're listening to the indwelling Holy Spirit that lives within you if you are a believer. And I'm going to continue to pray over, with, and for your congregation, for your career, for your entrepreneurial venture, your business, your family, your friends, your spouse, your anyone who is connected to you. I'm praying that you are going to be that ripple effect that is going to inspire, motivate, and encourage not only yourself, but those around you. Thank you all for watching and for being with me. I look forward to seeing you all next week. If you have not already, please hit that subscribe button and the bell so you'll be notified each time there is a new episode. Don't forget, there is a podcast and audio-only version of this same episode, this tutorial. And I'm just so grateful for each of you. I will see you next week, where we start our next series on mediocrity in ministry, how to combat inertia and still work with the social media content. It's jam-packed. I am excited to dive deeper and to share all the information that I've received from classes, and whoo, it's going to be good. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit that bell. That was so country. Hit that bell. I'm from Virginia, okay? I'm from the South, okay? I will see you all next week.